our good friend Matt Markovich. I worked with Matt 30 years ago at Cairo. Then, of course, one of the people who make things happen on the homeless beat at Como, now at Fox 13 News. He broke a story on Friday that just explains everything that is mad about Seattle politics right now. If you want to open a marijuana dispensary, it helps to have had trouble with the law. Here's part of his report.
The city of Seattle is now considering offering a potential $1 million in grant money to people who have been convicted of any kind of drug offense to open up their own cannabis shop. It's just one of many criteria. The city will piggyback on rules now being considered by the state's Liquor and Cannabis Board governing 40 specific social equity retail licenses.
And they are intended to reach people that were disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs.
And one of the qualifying criteria, the social equity applicant or a family member of the applicant has been arrested or convicted of a cannabis offense or any other drug-related crime.
In other words, being convicted of a drug offense works in your favor if you want to open a marijuana dispensary. Matt Markovich, who joins us from Q Fox 13. What? Is this really happening?
Yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of this story, John. Because, yes, it's actually happening. Well, it's being proposed now by the Liquor and Cannabis Board with the state and proposed rules. And it's true. They're absolutely true. So what the reasoning here is...
By the way, would that be Dave Postman? Does Dave still chair the Liquor Board?
Well, yes.
Liquor and Cannabis Board?
Yes.
This is happening under... Dave Postman used to write for the News Tribune, then the Seattle Times, then he went to work for Vulcan, then over to Jay Inslee as press spokesman, then as chief of staff, and he gets what many view as the sweetheart appointment in state government, chair of what used to be the State Liquor Board, now Liquor and Cannabis Board. And he's heading the board while it's suggesting this?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think retail chain owner of a chain store told me that this is a make good. They called it a political make good for all the wrongdoing that happened during the war on drugs. That was his words, believing that they want to, there's kind of a guilt factor here that we put all these people behind bars for cannabis related offenses and other drug offenses. And we're also including drug trafficking here, John. And now that the war on drugs is over, the people serve time in jail. What this cannabis store owner told me is a political make good. So here's how it works, John, is if you've been convicted, if you've been fined for a cannabis related offense, you get 5 points. There's a total score of 310 points to get one of these licenses. There's a lot of other category, but the heaviest weighted category is actually if you had a conviction. You get an extra 5 points if you had a fine for cannabis. You get another 20 points if you had, gets 40 points, I should say, if you were for home detention. And the maximum amount of points you can get if you in this category is 80 points if you serve time in prison and jail. So literally, they told me on camera in an interview that if you were convicted of a drug-related crime, you get the maximum amount of points and over a person who has not been convicted of any crime. So if there's two people out there looking to get the same retail license, these are licenses that are aimed at minority ownership, they're trying to increase that, and you've been convicted of a crime, of a drug offense, your weight, if that's better for you. You'll get the license more aptly. You'll get the license over a person who has no criminal record at all.
Okay, first of all, is this limited to people convicted of marijuana offenses?
No. Initially it was cannabis, but when you look deeper into the language, it says drug-related crimes.
Okay, so you could be importing fentanyl. You could be bringing in opioids. You could be bringing in heroin, and that would qualify.
In the past, so they have a rule restriction. There's just you can't do it in the last couple of years. But in the past, if you were doing that and serve prison time, you will get the maximum amount of points of 80 points in the scoring system to be eligible to get one of these social equity licenses.
Okay, well,
that's
what if you're people who follow the law know that prison time, at least in the last 25 to 30 years, Matt, prison time for drugs is usually reserved for major traffickers, major dealers. So it seems that what these people are saying is that, yeah, if you use marijuana, that's not going to hurt you. It might even help you, especially if you got in trouble with the law and got fined or maybe got a few days in jail. But if you've done prison time, that really helps you.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. We actually have the spokesperson for the Liquor Control Board in my story saying that. It's an absolute. And so where it sits right now is that these rules are in the process stage. There's going to be a public hearing on September 14th for people to comment on these rules. And then maybe the board will adopt them. But what's happening is that the city of Seattle has now latched onto those rules. And next week, they could be passing legislation that will adopt those rules and add other things. Like you heard that story, the city of Seattle will consider giving you a grant. They're setting aside potentially $1 million to help people acquire these licenses and start their business. And part of the requirements includes this this point system where if you were convicted of a drug crime, you'll go to jail. Plus, so the city of Seattle will add on to that. They're going to give you money to open up your pot shop.
So you not only get a preference if you've been a drug dealer, you get a subsidy and a preference to open up a marijuana shop.
That is correct. And opening it up in an area where that was adversely affected by the war on drugs. So some of these high criminal areas in the city of Seattle, and if
because
it's zoned
that's
properly
they,
to open
that,
up a cannabis shop there, you'll be able to get one.
Because
and get some money, maybe.
High crime areas of Seattle, that's what they most need right now, is more weed.
Well, that's
wow.
That's the criteria. I'm not making this up.
I'll tell you something. Great scoop. Wonderful story. Is anyone objecting to this in a position of authority?
Not in a position of authority. Now, you have the Craft Cannabis Association, which is kind of like the... I love the term craft because think of it as a craft brewers association.
Sure.
You have the local cannabis shops, and they all get together. They had a meeting about this on Friday at 3 o'clock. I don't know what the results are of the meeting, but two major chain owners that I spoke to who did not want to be identified because they felt like if they were identified, they'd be tied to social equity.
Yeah.
So they said that they have concerns because, one, it's going to give these licenses, which people want. I mean, they're in demand.
Oh, yeah.
There's 40 of them. To people who may not be equipped to run a business like this. And they see the political overtones of this, you know. So they've worked hard to open up these shops.
Exactly. Okay.
And with the city giving, you know, up to $1 million, one person said, well, $1 million grant money, that's nothing to open up a shop. You need a lot of money if you're going to open up several shops, like 40.
Keep in mind also that these stores are notorious for being magnets for violent robberies. So I tell you, first of all, great story. Matt Markovich on Q Fox 13. And folks, it's not just Seattle. It's not just Seattle that this madness is happening. It's happening at the county level. And as Matt has pointed out, it's happening in Olympia. It's happening from the state level as well. Matt, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, John, anytime.
Great story, Matt. Matt Markovich, indispensable. So great to have him on the scene. It's not just Seattle. The Republicans, that should be their slogan for November. It's not just Seattle. This madness is happening in Olympia.